Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Paul Mitchell. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Washington. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil bunts towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to third. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Bostock. The throw to Mitchell covering the plate. The slide. Bostock is out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Carew steals second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive towards the mound. Goltz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-0 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field. Baylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baylor. Braun moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Braun scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first, with Mitchell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. North steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger juggles the ball. That's an error on Weiniger. North scores. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bando moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley pinch hits for Larry Haney. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Hosley now catching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a line drive into right field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Hosley and he is safe. Heil steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil scores. Carew moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats North for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to third. Cusick moves to second. Jim Todd now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. Cusick scores. Bo Stock moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ford is hit by the pitch. Braun moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Hoseley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoseley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoseley strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats North for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Alexander now playing right field. Glenn Abbott now pitching. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Heil reaches second base with a double. Gomez goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Hoseley and he is out, Bando applying the tag. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Hoseley and he is safe. Carew steals second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.